Proclamation number 8993 of 11th of June, 1965. Requesting divine blessing. Whatever you undertake, you must always ask for my blessing, then only everything can earn you the success, which you hope for. And that you especially then work with my blessing when you undertake spiritual work, that will also give you the power for it, because where I myself am approached for help, there work cannot be done in vain. And my blessing will rest on every spiritual work, because it is the most important, which you are to do for the sake of the redemption of your fellow men. And since you fulfill my will with it, that you take care of the neighbor's spiritual trouble, my blessing will also always be certain for you. But you are to request it consciously, because then I can give to you unlimitedly. You thereby prove to me that you place yourselves completely under my will, that you are only ever prepared to serve me, that you want to do nothing that does not correspond to my will, and that you love me as I want to be loved. Your request for my blessing I also comply with immediately, because this is a spiritual request, which is certainly also to be assessed spiritually. If you ask for earthly things, and I will certainly also fulfill these for you, because you then also only ask for something what is not to the harm of the soul for you. Therefore always pray for my blessing, whatever you also want to undertake. Pray that I bless you every conversation, every action and every thought. Pray for my blessing in every undertaking you want to carry out, and thus never leave me out of your thoughts, for you will experience for yourselves how important it is that you submit yourselves to me in everything, that through this request you always long for my presence and that it is also certain to you. I always just want that you constantly think of me, because only then I can obviously stand by you. And I will also do that I give you clear signs of my presence, and through this your faith is strengthened more and more. Because this will still be exposed to many onslaughts from the side of my opponent, and only when you are strong in faith, you will be able to resist these onslaughts. And if you now ask me in every spiritual or bodily trouble to bless your doing, you will also be able to meet all disaster, because it is now always me, to whom you have entrusted yourselves and who now acts for you. You therefore only carry out what is my will. You must always be connected to me. Every thought should always be directed towards me first. Then all your actions will also be under my blessing, and then you will mature in love and also in knowledge, for then my strength of love will constantly flow into you, and a quiet peace will be your lot. Do not leave me out of your thoughts any longer. This is my perpetual care for you, that I want to be the content of your thoughts, that I can constantly go to your side, but what presupposes your will to request and accept my guidance. But then you can cover your earthly way of life without worry, for I myself desire you and expect nothing more from you than that you also have this desire in yourselves, that it may also be your most ardent desire never ever to separate and to be united with me for all eternity. Amen.